Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Tonight, the deadly tragedy on the set of Alec Baldwin's new movie. The actor breaking his silence after firing a prop gun that killed the movie's cinematographer and wounded the director in an apparent accident. Baldwin saying his heart is broken. The questions, what went wrong? What type of projectile was fired? And new reporting, why crew members walked off the set hours before the fatal shot. Also tonight, Pfizer saying its COVID vaccine is more than 90% effective in children 5 to 11. How soon could they get it? Plus boosters for all three brands now available. Who is eligible? And mix and match boosters. If you got Johnson & Johnson first, should you get a different booster? The Supreme Court taking up challenges to the Texas abortion law, but leaving it in place. There's word Democrats are close to a deal on President Biden's agenda. What's in and what's out? The urgent recall by Walmart, the product containing a rare bacteria linked to deaths. What to do if you have a bottle in your home. Inside the supply chain crisis, what I found during my visit to a major U.S. port where a massive traffic jam of ships waits to unload. And remembering Peter Scolari, the Emmy-winning actor's two-year-long health battle.
This is NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt.
Good evening. Here in Hollywood and across the film industry, there is shock and disbelief tonight after actor Alec Baldwin was involved in a fatal and apparent accidental shooting of a woman on a New Mexico movie set. Baldwin expressing his shock and sadness over the death of the film's cinematographer after the 63-year-old movie and TV star fired a gun used as a prop during production of a Western-themed movie. The movie's director was wounded. Film experts tonight are aghast that such an accident could happen, given strict safety standards governing firearms on film sets. Tonight, no charges have been filed, but plenty of questions, including whether safety concerns were dismissed before the shooting. Baldwin pledging his cooperation with police. Miguel Almaguer now with late details.
Shortly after the fatal shooting, a distressed Alec Baldwin outside the sheriff's department in Santa Fe. Investigators say the veteran actor fired a prop gun on his New Mexico movie set Thursday, killing the film's director of photography and seriously injuring the director.
So was it loaded with a real bullet or one?
I cannot tell you that.
Okay.
We have two injuries.
But just hours before the deadly shooting on the set of Rust, an independent movie in which Baldwin is also one of the producers, NBC News has learned several crew members walked off the set over safety concerns, including multiple previous misfires of the prop gun, according to a source familiar with the matter. Baldwin, who's 63, expressing remorse. There are no words to convey my shock and sadness regarding the tragic accident that took the life of Helena Hutchins, a wife, mother, and deeply admired colleague of ours. I'm fully cooperating with the police investigation to address how this tragedy occurred.
One of the things about firearms on set that people don't realize is that even if it's set up to fire blanks, federally, it's still a real gun.
Larry Zanoff, a Hollywood weapons expert who was not on the set of Rust, says when strict safety guidelines are followed, accidents should never happen. The industry's safety bulletin spells out, blanks can kill. Treat all firearms as though they're loaded. Live ammunition is never to be used. No one shall be issued a firearm until he or she is trained. Tonight, it's still unclear if Hutchins was killed by a blank, live round, or other projectile.
The way we handle firearms and the blank ammunition on set, that seems very difficult to imagine how a blank would do that.
Gentlemen. In 1993, after Brandon Lee, the son of Bruce Lee, was killed in a filming accident involving a prop gun, industry safety measures tightened.
To my mind, this accident happens because somebody missed some check that they should have done.
Hutchins, who was 42 and posted photos of horseback riding near the set, was quickly becoming a Hollywood star. Rust actress Frances Fisher posting this tribute, saying, "Rest in paradise, dear Helena. Tonight, a tragic accident, and now mounting questions as to how something like this could ever happen."
Miguel, joining me right now, as you mentioned, so many questions here. What's the movie production company saying?
The production company says they're not aware of any complaints about safety, but they say they're fully cooperating with investigators.
All right, Miguel, thanks very much. Important new developments tonight on the COVID vaccine front. There is good news for parents who want their younger children vaccinated and for people waiting to get the added protection of a booster shot. Tom Costello now has the latest.
It's a critical development for the 28 million 5 to 11-year-olds potentially eligible for a COVID vaccine. Pfizer today said its vaccine is nearly 91% effective in preventing symptomatic COVID for that age group. Now, the FDA will meet next week to consider giving its approval.
Plenty of children get seriously ill if you go to pediatric hospitals throughout the country. So although the incidence of severe disease is less, we still want to protect the children.
Meanwhile, the CDC has now officially cleared all vaccine booster shots. Here's what you need to know. If you received your second Moderna or Pfizer vaccine more than 6 months ago, you're eligible for a booster if you're at least 65 years old, or you live in a long-term care facility, or you have underlying medical conditions, or you live or work in a high-risk location. Pregnant women are also encouraged to get a booster.
If you're among the 15 million Americans who received the one-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine, and it's been at least 2 months, you can get a booster right now, regardless of your age. And anyone can get a different booster than their original vaccine dose.
There may be some people who might prefer another vaccine over the one that they received, and the current CDC recommendations now make that possible.
In Chicago, 28-year-old Sean Paul originally got the J&J vaccine. He's now hoping for even more protection.
I am interested in getting one of the other shots if possible, and if that's what the CDC recommends as well, then I'll definitely do that.
In D.C., 76-year-old Roger Griggs works in a community clinic, putting him at increased risk for breakthrough COVID. He wants another Moderna dose.
I want to try to help protect my family and my grandkids and my coworkers and myself from this deadly virus.
As this vaccine starts to wane, we want to make sure that there's not another spike of COVID in our communities.
Boosting immunity as the country enters its third COVID winter.
For those who've had the J&J vaccine, experts believe a Moderna or Pfizer booster shot would offer a more robust antibody protection. But a second J&J vaccine would also provide about 94% protection. Lester?
A lot of decisions to be made there, Tom. Thank you. New tonight, the Supreme Court refusing once again to block that Texas law that bans most abortions in the state. Pete Williams is here. And Pete, the court agreed, however, to take up challenges to the law with unusual speed.
Yes, Lester, the court agreed to take up two challenges to the law on November 1st, but it delayed acting on the Biden administration's request to put the law on hold while these cases play out. One of them is a challenge brought by abortion providers in Texas who say the state can't pass a law violating the right of access to abortion, but then hand off enforcement to private lawsuits. And then the court will decide whether the Biden Justice Department has the legal authority to file its own lawsuit. Texas says the federal government can't sue the state this way. Justice Sonia Sotomayor said the court should have blocked the law for now. She said women seeking abortion are entitled to immediate relief. So as a practical matter, this means the Texas law is likely to remain in effect for at least several more months, Lester.
All right, Pete Williams of the Supreme Court, thank you. New signs this evening, Democrats may finally be close to a deal on President Biden's spending plans, minus some key elements he fought for. Meantime, the president facing new criticism over some of his responses at a town hall. Peter Alexander at the White House now with more.
Tonight, after months of infighting, top Democrats insist they're nearing a deal on President Biden's multi-trillion-dollar spending plans. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi expressing optimism after a morning meeting with the president.
It's exciting because whatever it is, it's going to be bigger than anything we've ever done. for the American people.
Democrats say the House will aim to vote on the bipartisan infrastructure bill and the president's larger social policy package next week.
Compromise has become a dirty word, but it's bipartisanship and compromise still has to be possible.
President Biden in a CNN town hall revealing key parts of his signature plan are off the table to satisfy holdouts within his party, abandoning tuition-free community college, shrinking paid parental leave from 12 weeks to 4, and likely scrapping a cornerstone clean energy program that's opposed by West Virginia's Joe Manchin. And to accommodate another moderate, Kyrsten Sinema, who refuses to back a tax hike on corporations, Democrats are now scrambling to find other ways to pay for their plan, all of it highlighting the challenges of an evenly divided Senate.
You have 50 Democrats. Every one is a president. Every single one.
The president also raising eyebrows, saying he's considering deploying the National Guard to help ease the overwhelmed U.S. supply chain.
Absolutely. Positively. I would do that.
In fact, that's a decision that would be up to governors. And the president's drawing criticism for this answer about Americans struggling with rising gas prices that just hit a 7-year high, admitting he does not have an immediate solution.
I must tell you, I don't have a near-term answer.
Adding to the urgency for the president, the White House is eager to have an agreement on his plans before he heads overseas next week, hoping to showcase aggressive actions combating climate change at key summits in Europe. Lester?
All right, Peter Alexander, thanks. You heard the president talk about the clogged supply chain. In just 60 seconds, I'll take you inside the massive port of Long Beach, where I spoke to workers on the front lines. Also, the urgent warning about a room spray that may be linked to a deadly bacteria.
The UN Refugee Agency, or UNHCR, responds to emergencies and provides long-term solutions for refugees. They provide aid in over 130 countries, including Ukraine, Syria, Afghanistan, and Sudan, where people are forced to flee from war and persecution at their greatest moment of need. UNHCR helps and protects refugees by providing food, shelter, medical care, and other life-saving essentials. The agency jumpstarts relief in 3 key ways. They transport core relief items stored in even the most remote areas of the world. They deploy expert emergency staff trained to help in crisis situations. And they transfer funds directly to support the emergency. Because of generous supporters and donors, UNHCR can scale up its response within 72 hours of a large-scale emergency. Your support helps provide life-saving aid for refugees whenever and wherever emergencies occur. Donate to USA for UNHCR by visiting unrefugees.org/donation.
More than a week after President Biden announced seaports here in the Los Angeles area would switch to 24/7 operations to speed up the supply chain, other kinks farther along the chain may be preventing that. I got a firsthand look with some of the people who offload the containers when they reach the docks. We're at the Port of Long Beach in California. The International Longshore and Warehouse Union inviting us for a rare look at an unprecedented supply chain crisis through their eyes.
What you're seeing out there is a problem of the supply chain being stretched at its fullest point.
40% of U.S. imports come through this port and the neighboring Port of Los Angeles. Much of it stuck for weeks in a giant backup at sea. 81 massive ships currently in line waiting to unload. We were there to see one of the ships that had docked. It's going to take 10 days to offload the 6,200 containers on this ship alone. But the time it takes to get that cargo to its final destination will be determined by other potential choke points in the supply chain. President Biden recently touted 24/7 operations here as a way to ease the backlog.
Today's announcement has the potential to be a game changer.
But so far, workers say not much has changed. Frank Ponce de Leon has been a crane operator for 25 years, telling us dock workers who have been on the job throughout the pandemic stand ready to move cargo around the clock, but they've been given few orders to do so. Since they announced 24/7, have your workers' lives changed appreciably?
No, they have not.
He says there's no shortage of workers at the local dispatch hall.
Have a good day.
Union leaders stressing dock workers are available 24/7, but it's not up to them when they're called to work. Is it frustrating to you that so much attention on the supply chain is coming here on the ports?
Yes, it is. This is not a LA Long Beach problem. This is greater than that. Other parts in the supply chain need to be in tune with working 24/7.
The next link, trains and trucks, moving all those goods out of the port. Drivers like Josue Alvarez, who says sometimes he waits all day for a single container.
6 to 8 hours a day, waiting in line, sitting in line.
There's also a shortage of equipment for moving containers, and storage warehouses are so full, some drivers are parking them on city streets.
This is my driveway, and we're getting blocked, as you can see.
Clogging up residential neighborhoods near the ports.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Nationwide, the supply chain crisis has led to empty store shelves and soaring prices, and it's likely to get even worse. With a record shortage of truckers, the trucking industry is down 80,000 drivers.
Would you call this an emergency?
Well, it's certainly getting to a crisis level.
Derek Leathers is the CEO of Werner Enterprises, one of the largest trucking companies delivering goods across North America. He told us solving this growing crisis will not be easy.
So the ports is where it starts. It's the most visible piece. But the problem is a lot more complicated than that. It's a combination of rail speeds, truck availability, warehouse space, and ports, all of which are being stressed to their absolute capacity right now.
And there's no letup in consumer demand for imported products. Let's get to that new recall and warning tonight involving a room spray sold by Walmart that's been linked to a deadly bacteria. Authorities now asking people to make sure they don't have it in their homes. Here's Kristen Dahlgren.
Tonight, answers to a mystery infection. The CDC believes this Better Homes and Gardens aromatherapy spray sold by Walmart could have been spreading the bacteria, sickening 4 people in 4 states, killing 2 of them.
In testing hundreds of samples from homes of these individuals, we came across a hit.
The bacteria, more commonly found in Southeast Asia and Northern Australia, can cause an illness called melioidosis.
The cases that are being investigated by the CDC are individuals who had never traveled. And so it was unusual for these individuals to have developed this infection.
In Texas, 4-year-old Lila Baker was left unable to walk and talk.
She's kind of like a princess meets superhero.
Several of her family members also tested positive, but didn't get sick. It's still unclear if they had the aromatherapy spray, but late today, the Consumer Product Safety Commission announced the recall of nearly 4,000 bottles, advising consumers to return the product to Walmart, double bagged and in a cardboard box, also cleaning sheets or counters that may have been sprayed. In a statement, Walmart expressed sympathy to the families impacted and said, "We pulled the product from the shelves of about 55 stores where it was part of a pilot program." Symptoms of melioidosis include fever, cough, chest pain, and abdominal discomfort. The government trying to get out the word about a danger that could be right under someone's nose. Kristen Dahlgren, NBC News.
Up next for us, inside China's own battle to get a handle on big tech and social media. We're back with our series Behind the Wall and the extreme measures China is taking to tighten its grip over the internet and social media. Janice Mackey-Frayer is in Beijing.
Chinese tech companies all but run the lives of more than 1 billion people here. Everything from social media to gaming, maps to mobile payments, even investing. All happening within single ecosystems like WeChat or Alipay.
How dependent are you on WeChat? 100%? 100%. 100%.
100%. Literally every single day. Anything that the government has blocked, they created another version for Chinese people to fit their need.
But that era is over. China's government now cracking down with new regulations on once untouchable tech titans, reasserting state control over the industry and its user data.
They genuinely do want to curb the power of some of these companies who create what they believe is sort of a safer and more trustworthy, clean internet ecosystem.
It's a global trend. In the U.S., critics of big tech are also pushing for new regulations around social media algorithms and data privacy laws. But China's campaign reaches wider to strengthen Communist Party control of virtually everything that people see and do online. Even kids have new rules that ban online celebrity fan clubs and restrict video games to 3 hours per week. Some teens reacting on Douyin or Chinese TikTok, which also cut access for kids to 40 minutes per day. This tech reckoning has private companies here skittish about what's next.
What China can do can be a whole lot more coercive. It can be done without a lot of discussion or buy-in.
As China's government reshapes the internet and more than a billion digital lives. Janice Mackey-Ferrier, NBC News, Beijing.
And up next for us, Broadway's return comes with a new look that's inspiring America. Tributes are pouring in for Peter Scolari, the Emmy-winning actor who died today after a two-year battle with cancer. Scolari shot to fame opposite lifelong friend Tom Hanks in the 1980s sitcom Bosom Buddies. He's also fondly remembered for his roles on Newhart and Girls. Scolari was 66. Finally, tonight, Broadway is back. The new season after its longest shutdown ever due to COVID, featuring an unprecedented number of black voices at center stage. Here's Ron Allen.
After a chorus of calls for change on Broadway, seven new shows in the iconic theaters, known for their brilliant lights as The Great White Way, feature the work of black playwrights. From comedies like Chicken and Biscuits, about hidden family secrets exploding at a family funeral, to dramas like Thoughts of a Colored Man, about the hopes and dreams of seven young black men. Lackawanna Blues is Ruben Santiago Hudson's one-man show about the adoptive mother who raised him.
Why do you think it is that this hit Broadway now?
Broadway and every medium has to respond to the racial strife, the discourse in this country.
The new play is a victory for advocates who, during the shutdown, negotiated new industry-wide diversity standards. Lynn Meadow has spent 50 years in the theater business.
Is there something that's really changed that's going to endure?
It's too early to know. My hope is that we will flourish and that we will continue to be inclusive.
Tony Award winner LaShawn stars in Trouble in Mind, ironically, about discrimination in the theater industry written in the 1950s.
I'm shocked that it's taken 66 years for this brilliant play to have its debut on Broadway.
She's fighting to make sure this season's seven plays are not the last.
We're going to keep our elbows holding that door open so that those behind us can continue to come in.
You have strong elbows.
Broadway's new season with a new look. Ron Allen, NBC News, New York.
And that's Nightly News. Thank you for watching, everyone. I'm Lester Holt. Please take care of yourself and each other. Good night.
Boy, you are the world.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.